I will go ahead and continue the call with UCLA coach Jim Mora. The Bruins are on the road at Texas A&M on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Ben Blouch, Los Angeles Times.
Morning, coach.
Morning.
We talked some about the crowd noise you guys anticipate at Kyle Field. Yesterday, Scott Quisenberry was talking about silent counts and whisper counts. How much work goes into that, and how important is that, or will it be on Saturday?
Well, we work with crowd noise every day, as you know. And but it's always important to have a silent count, a couple change-ups, just when you get in an environment that is pretty extreme, so that you can still function. And we like to have different ways that we can manipulate the count. And but it's very important. In the Pac-12 here, we're lucky because lucky because it prepares us for an environment like Saturday. I guess when you go play at Oregon. Or, you go play at Utah, or you play at Arizona, or you play at University of Washington. I mean, those crowds, they're as noisy as they get. And so I think we'll adjust well to it. But it is very important to have those different variations.
Have you guys thought it? I haven't heard any piped in noise. Is that something you guys do from time to time?
We do it every day, every practice.
I guess I haven't.
It's the music. We don't play that. We don't do that.
Right.
But we play the music. It's just a distraction and to make people communicate. But we don't do like that. That crowd noise track that is so irritating. But we pump the music up. You've heard that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's what we use. That's what we use, Ben. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. You guys have been blessed the last few years to have some pretty good pass rushers. You're going to be going against one now with Myles Garrett. How do you begin to prepare for a guy like that, knowing that you've had guys on your team that have been able to do what he's done?
Yeah, he's special. I think, one of the things that will help us is that, between Tack McKinley and Deion Hollins and Keyshawn Lucier-South, we've got three pretty good guys coming off the edge that our tackles have had to face all through camp and all through spring. But this guy's special. He's potentially the first pick of the draft next year. He's extremely explosive off the ball. So you've got to be technique sound. You've got to have ways to help your tackles, whether it's sliding the protection or putting a tight end there on occasion to, make it just a little bit more difficult for maybe the pass rusher to have a clear lane to your quarterback. But really, you've just got to play well. You've got to play well. Our guys, our tackles who are good players have to play well, and I'm sure that they're up for the challenge.
Gotcha. Thanks, Jim.
Sure.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one.
Could be a quick one for you, Jim. Any further questions?
I love it.
We got a couple more here.
Oh, okay. All right.
Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingstein, Athlon Sports.
Coach, with Eddie coming back for the first time in about a year, how has he looked throughout this offseason? I know that there's been some talk of him getting especially strong in the weight room. How do you see that kind of playing out on the field?
He looks really good. He the last couple weeks, he's really made a jump. And he's big, and he's strong, and he's physical, and he's playing with a lot of power and a lot of explosiveness and a lot of confidence. And I think that he did a tremendous job in his rehab. Our athletics training staff did a tremendous job. Our doctors did a tremendous job. Our strength and conditioning staff got him exactly where he needed to be. And then he had a good camp. And then we gave him a few days to kind of rest because he was getting a little bit sore. And he has come back and looked tremendous. And he's big for us. We need him to play well for us on the inside in order to be successful stopping the run and rushing the passer. So it's really exciting to have Eddie back.
Thank you.
Sure.
And your next question comes from the line of David Wharton, LA Times.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
You know, your game is seen as one of these games that there's a lot of buzz about, this being one of the biggest kickoff weekends in college football history. And I was wondering, I know a lot of these games are arranged years out, but with college football playoff and so much talk about strength of schedule, do you think that's going to be on the minds of teams and coaches around the country as we move on, that you're going to want to have these big games early to try to build up that strength of schedule?
I don't know. I'll tell you why we did it is you know, this game was scheduled before the playoff system was in effect, as you said. But, you know, our young men just love to compete. They do. They love to compete. They love to go against the best. And we're getting that opportunity on Saturday. We're getting an opportunity to you know, face a great challenge of going into College Station and to Kyle Field against, you know, an SEC opponent that it's going to have a great crowd there in an extreme environment and great players and great coaches, and test ourselves. And our young men love that. They love it. They thrive on it. Just like Texas A&M's young men, they love it and they thrive on it. And really just about every athlete that you'd ask around the country that's playing at this level would say, yeah, I want to play against the best every single week. That's the competitive nature of these young men. And so, you know, that's why we did it. Now, if there's a residual effect that, you know, it helps you down the road, because of strength of schedule, if you can, you know, be fortunate enough to get a win, then that's great as well. But you know, we did it because our guys, they love to compete. You know, they're only guaranteed 12 shots a year, and they work for months and months and months and months and months for these shots. And so they want to, you know, they want to take advantage of them and play against great players and great teams. And we're certainly getting that on Saturday.
Do you think it's good for the game to have these as opposed to some of the kind of more warm-up type games we've seen in the past?
I think it's beautiful. I think, you know, you look at, like you said, some of the matchups this weekend, tremendous matchups. I mean, you talk about generating interest for college football right off the bat and excitement for college football right off the bat. And, you know, seeing these teams that are highly ranked that, you know, look, when USC and Alabama play, one team's going to win and one team's going to lose, but that doesn't mean their season's over. You know, someone's going to have to battle back through the year to try to get themselves back in position to get into the playoffs. And I think it's just going to make for compelling drama all year long.
Thanks.
Sure.
And your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingstein, F1 Sports.
Coach, the Live Like Nick race was this past weekend, and you know, with a few years removed, how much of an impact did he have on your program, and just the Pasquale family in general? I know is still pretty connected to UCLA. What's that relationship been like?
It's very, very strong. It's very, very deep, and it won't change. At least not as long as I'm here. Nick had a tremendous impact on this program, and he continues to have an impact to this day. Our players know who he is and what he represented. We end every special teams meeting with we break it down by saying "Live like Pack." You know, I know they call it the "Live like Nick," but our guys always called him Pack, so we call it "Live like Pack." Mm. I love Mel and Lori Pasquale. They're special people. That's a special family, and they'll be at the game Saturday. They'll always be a part of this thing as long as they want to be. Nick was. It's hard for me still to this day to talk about Nick without, you know, feeling some extreme emotion. And he was a wonderful, wonderful kid. And when you get to know his family, you understand why he was such a wonderful young man.
Thank you.
Sure.
Are there any further questions for Coach? All right, that'll do it for you, Jim. Hey, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. See you later.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye.